You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello, a very warm welcome along to the midweek edition of The Punt. We have action in the EFL Cup semi-finals. We've got the first legs taking place as Manchester United play Hull and Southampton play host to Liverpool. My name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio to look ahead to the matches is Mr. David Kellner. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the EFL Cup. I think we've got a couple of decent ties in the semi-finals. Obviously, we've had the FA Cup and people complaining that there's no magic left in the FA Cup anymore after this weekend's games. And I think William Hill, from a company perspective here, Mark, will have been delighted with the results in the FA Cup, because Liverpool failing to win against Plymouth Argyle was one of the big shocks of the week, that 0-0 draw. Liverpool obviously played a very young side. But yeah, there were a few complaints that maybe televising, it was almost like Premier League Lite. Diet Premier League on over
the
Saturday,
free version Sunday of the app for the Premier League.
Sugar free. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think when Manchester United decided not to play in the FA Cup, 99 2000 season, decided not to defend their crown, it sort of devalued the competition a little bit. And I spoke on the FWA podcast with Paul McCarthy about that, and I think it's still something that is not prevalent with the FA Cup, but I always think back to that moment 16 years ago as being a turning point for the competition. And yeah, a little bit disappointing this week. Underwhelming, I think, the FA Cup matches this weekend.
Yeah, it's all Manchester United fault. I'll go along with that.
I thought you might.
Yeah, is the magic not still there? Plymouth drawing at Anfield and getting Liverpool back to home park, is that not what the cup's about?
Kind of, but teams not fielding full strength lineups. I mean, I don't understand. So some of it I can understand, because if you've got a genuine chance to win the Premier League, or you're going for a top four spot or a top six spot in the Premier League even, then maybe you've got to rotate and change up your starting 11, because you know there's the fixture list and it's coming thick and fast, and something Jurgen Klopp's referenced already. I think they've got 9 games in January, Liverpool. But when you're a team like Bournemouth, Eddie Howe played an unrecognisable side at the weekend. Bournemouth aren't going to go down. They're not going to finish in the top four. I don't understand it. It's a genuine chance of silverware. So that was unfathomable as far as I was concerned. Bournemouth not fielding a decent side. And everyone's saying, oh, the foreign managers don't care about the FA Cup. And you've got Eddie Howe there, who could have fielded a full-strength side with no European football. The Premier League in ninth, they're safely ensconced in mid-table. It seems strange to me. So a few decisions I found weird. And is there really magic there when Plymouth put 11 players behind the ball and get a 0-0 draw against the youngest ever Liverpool side with a whole host of second string players? And is that magic? Is that the magic of the FA Cup, Mark Walton?
Yeah, magic. Well, it is. The replay will be the magic of the cup. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That game was drab, and it was Plymouth went there to try not get battered, didn't they? And the fact that they get to
which is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Which is the right thing to do. And Steve McManaman, some of his comments were strange, I thought, because he made it sound like Plymouth weren't doing themselves justice by going to Anfield and not playing free-flowing football.
Yeah.
But if you go to Anfield against the Liverpool side, albeit even the youngsters, they've got some talent in there, if you go and play free-flowing football, you're going to get annihilated. What is the point in doing that? So they've, for their fans, they've got them back to home park, and I'm sure that replay will be, if not entertaining, it will be a real blood and thunder match at home park. So I'm hoping Plymouth can get the job done.
Yeah, I agree with your point as well that you made about the teams in mid-table. The likes of Bournemouth, Stoke got beat by Wolves, Everton got beat as well. These teams...
West Brom,
yeah. Well, I think West Brom were slightly unlucky. They did enough to win the game, didn't they?
But, yeah.
Yeah, if you're one of those teams, you'd be thinking it's a way into Europe and it's a potential bit of silverware. You're not going to get any other chance at it. So I can't understand why those kind of teams don't take it more seriously. I entirely agree with you there.
It's strange as well, because for the fans want to see their team lift a trophy. They want that big day out at Wembley. And for those teams in mid-table not to take the competition seriously, I just find it strange. I think it's weird. Mm.
It's a very thought for West Ham fans as well. First ever FA Cup game at the London Stadium, and it was awful from their perspective, wasn't it? I think it's their heaviest FA Cup defeat at home as well. And it's the first time they've played an FA Cup match at their new stadium, which just sums West Ham up at the moment, doesn't it?
I was watching it at home, and my dad's a West Ham fan, and watched it with him, and he kept on saying to me, what are the odds on the draw now? What are the odds on the draw now? What are the odds on the draw now? And even he, and he is the... I don't know if he's an optimist or he's just not a realist, but even he didn't back them to draw that game after they went a couple of goals down, which he usually would have. But I think Man City had a real going day, and West Ham, having conceded that penalty, which was debatable with Pablo Zabaleta going down under a challenge in the penalty box, and then Sofyan Feghouli missing that one-on-one, well, not even a one-on-one, that open goal, they capitulated thereafter. So yeah, not good for the Hammers.
So that's the FA Cup. That concludes on Monday evening, the third round anyway, obviously before replays. The League Cup, Dave, the EFL Cup.
Yeah,
teams don't take this all that seriously either, but you've got two very big sides in the competition still, Manchester United and Liverpool, the likes of Southampton, who could be targeting this as a chance for silverware for themselves, and Hull City, who I imagine really don't want to be here because they've got bigger things to worry about, but it is a semi-final after all. What do you make of the semi-final lineups?
Yeah, I think we've got some good games, and you say teams don't really... I think at the semi-final stage now, Jurgen Klopp and Jose Mourinho have both been interviewed early in the week and talked about how they might have made changes for the FA Cup, but with them being at the semi-final stage, you could see more experienced players coming into their lineups. It's something Jurgen Klopp's talked about, because there was the joke about he said after the match against Plymouth, when he was asked, this is when he was told, this is your youngest ever starting 11. He said, even with Lucas in the team, because Lucas is the oldest 30-year-old. He's 30 today, Lucas. We're calling this on Monday afternoon. He's 30, and he's been at Liverpool for, it feels like, 30 years at least.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to take it quite seriously, Manchester United and Liverpool. And without wanting to give the whole game away here, I think both of them will make the final, and we'll have Manchester United versus Liverpool in the final of the EFL Cup. Obviously, there's loads of bets we're going to talk about on this podcast, but I can see both favourites going through to the final, and I think they'll treat this like a proper competition and put out strong sides.
No, you're giving it away. We don't need to do the previews now. Man United will beat Hull. And
well, at least people, they've got 8 minutes in, they could turn off
now. I'm surprised they're still listening now, to be fair.
Well, that's fair comment.
Let's get stuck into the matches then. Tuesday evening is the first of them. 8 p.m. kickoff at Old Trafford as Manchester United take on Hull City. Man United 1-5 in the betting. The draw is 6-1 and Hull City are 14-1. The market very lopsided, Dave. And what you've just said there, you don't expect an upset here?
No, I don't. I think it's lopsided for a reason. Manchester United have that incredible recent record. They've won their last 8 games in all competitions and have an incredible record against Hull City as well. They've won 11 of their last 12 against Hull and drawn the other one. So Hull are definitely outmatched here against Manchester United, but I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. And Hull have got... You mentioned they've got bigger fish to fry. They are struggling in the league, obviously. Hull City, at the moment, they are bottom of the Premier League, picked up just 13 points from 20 games this season. Mike Phelan, obviously, has been sacked by Hull City, and they've brought in Marco Silva. They've already got an injury crisis at centre-half as well, Hull City. In that 2-0 win against Swansea, which was a surprise, I thought, in the FA Cup at the weekend, they actually fielded 3 midfielders in the back four. Curtis Davis and Michael Dawson are both injured, so they have trouble defensively. And given what Jose Mourinho said in the lead up to this match about bringing back the big guns for this game, I think he's already said that Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Paul Pogba and Henrik Mkhitaryan are going to play in this game. They're going to, I think, play their full starting 11 or near as damn it, and that is that spells disaster for Hull City as far as I'm concerned. They look good at all of a sudden, Manchester United, don't they, as well? I mean, you look at their recent run, it's been pretty impressive. That win against Reading with the, not second string out, but a few of the top players rested. They were strong. Wayne Rooney got that goal, which equaled Sir Bobby Charlton's scoring record.
Yeah, did you see Sir Bobby Charlton's face, by the way, when they punted him in the crowd when that happened?
No, I didn't.
He didn't look very happy.
No, it's just grim. Grim-faced. Yeah. And he's going to break it eventually, Wayne Rooney. I just wonder, like, if you thought he was going to start in this game, you'd think this is going to be it for Wayne Rooney. 19-20 to score any time. He's going to break the record. I'm sure it's how he always imagined League Cup semi-final at home against Hull City.
Yep.
When he's played in, he's won 5 league titles and he's been in 3 Champions League finals. It was always going to come down to this. but if he starts, maybe look at him for a goal at 19-20. 2 or more is available at 4-1. But I like Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And I know you're not going to get overly rich backing Ibrahimovic to score. I think it's a decent price on Ibrahimovic to score and Manchester United to win at 7-10.
Yeah.
He scored 4-4, Ibrahimovic. I've already talked about Hull City's weakness defensively.
Yeah.
If there's one man you want to be going in with your starting centre halves against, it's Zlatan Ibrahimovic, because he's so strong, so powerful, and still at 35 years old, he's moving so well. And they always say it's the first 10 yards are in your head, don't they? And he can position himself perfectly. And his link-up play with Paul Pogba has been a real theme over the last 2 months for Manchester United. Yeah. And it's been the cornerstone of their winning run, really. I thought they were very good against West Ham in that game prior to the win against Reading. Obviously, Sofyan Feghouli's red card in the opening 15 minutes turned that game. Good in the second half. They were pretty average in the first half. They came back against Middlesbrough, won well, 2-1 there, beat Sunderland 3-1. So they are beginning to fire on all cylinders. This comes as a distraction for Hull. It's a big moment for Manchester United in this season, because Jose Mourinho will want silverware with Manchester United. You saw that in his tenure with Chelsea, both spells. He's won the League Cup 3 times. Only Brian Clough and Alex Ferguson, Sir Alex Ferguson, I better get that in, Sir Alex Ferguson, have won the League Cup more times than Jose Mourinho. And I think Manchester United, having progressed to the League Cup final in 8 of their last 10 semi-final appearances, they made it through to the final. I think they'll win this game comprehensively. I'm looking at Manchester United. I like -2 on the handicap betting. I think the thump hole here, -2 is 11-8, gives Mourinho the opportunity in the second leg to rest players. And I think that will be crucial and key for him. So I'll go Manchester United -2 at 11-8.
Okay. It is 5 days as well before the next Premier League game, so they can play a strong side here, Manchester United. And it's not the end of the world in terms of back-to-back fixtures, is it?
Yeah. It's a big positive, this, actually, for Manchester United when you compare it to... That's a huge game on Sunday. That game at Old Trafford against Liverpool is massive. Manchester United get the extra day's rest, which I think is going to be big in that game, because it will be intense, that atmosphere at Old Trafford. And I think Mourinho will set up in his usual pragmatic way in that match and try and maybe eke out a 1-0 or 2-0 win in that game, because he knows that if he sets his team up to be expansive against that Liverpool side, they'll get picked off.
Yeah, and he's a master at parking the bus.
He's a master at setting up his team in the best possible, to give them the best possible chance of winning.
Yeah.
And it does grain with some people that perhaps he doesn't play the sort of fluent football that you come to expect from a top team like Chelsea or Manchester United. But generally, throughout his career, it's worked. So you give him that benefit of the doubt. And if they get that result against Liverpool, it will obviously enhance their top four chances for the season. And I think that's what he's looking for at this moment. If Chelsea begin to slip a little bit, we can't read too much into that result against Spurs yet. But if they start to drop points, then maybe Mourinho will be thinking, listen, we've got a chance of winning the title now. But at the moment, this moment in time, that top four's a necessity.
Jose Mourinho and Manchester United have no chance of winning the title, by the way. Just putting that out there. A couple of enhanced odds markets just to mention quickly, Dave, before we move on. Henrik Mkhitaryan to score and Man United to win. That was 23-20. That's now 6-4. Can I tempt you with that?
Yeah, I think if he starts, he's playing fantastically, isn't he? So, yeah, I don't mind that at all. Do I want to take 6-4 Mkhitaryan and Manchester United over 7-10 Ibrahimovic and Manchester United? Maybe not. But yeah, that seems fine.
Okay. And the other one, pro Manchester United, because you're leaning that way. Marcus Rashford to score, Man United to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1. That was 9-2. That's now 5-1. I suppose the scorelines are the bit that you won't like in there, because you think they'll give Hull a bit of a pasting.
Yeah, I think it could be more than that. I think I'd be surprised if Hull scored in the game. I would. If you're looking for Hull to score, Robert Snodgrass. Every time Hull score, you think, "Ah, oh, that must be Robert Snodgrass," yeah. And it almost always is. So I don't know. I think if they are to score in the game, it's going to be Snodgrass. But I don't see them scoring.
No. The amount of goals he scored for Hull, he's worth every penny of that £3 million offer that West Ham managed to muster together. Oh, that was bizarre, wasn't it? £5 million for Jermaine Defoe and then £3 million for Robert Snodgrass.
I think they were just trolling other Premier League sides. I really do, because some of the offers they came out with were laughable in this market at the moment. Really were.
Mm. So that's the Tuesday night game. Then let's move on to Wednesday evening. Southampton against Liverpool at St Mary's. Southampton are 11-5. The draw 11-5 as well. Liverpool are 7-5 for this 7:45 PM kickoff. What do you make of this, Dave? Because St Mary's isn't really an easy place to go. So would Jurgen Klopp be happy with getting a draw perhaps here and then take the tie back to Anfield for the second leg? Or do you think he goes here trying to win?
Yeah, I think he goes trying to win, actually. Southampton aren't in fantastic form at the moment. They've not won in four. Lost three Premier League matches back-to-back-to-back against Tottenham at home, against West Brom at home, and against Everton away. And they were thumped against Everton. Really battered in that game. I lost it 3-0 in the end. Everton didn't break through until the 73rd minute through Enne Valencia, but after that, Everton went completely off the rails and capitulated. And to lose 3-0 away from home against Everton isn't good. And those two results against West Brom and Spurs before that show that Southampton are lacking in a little bit of confidence at the moment. And given what Jurgen Klopp said in the press, I think you'll see a completely different side to the one that took on Plymouth Argyle last weekend, because that side was the youngest in Liverpool's history, as I've mentioned, and they've got some really interesting young talented players at Liverpool, but clearly players that aren't quite ready to take on a Premier League side yet. And it's all well and good doing it against a League Two side like Plymouth, but if he put out that side he put out against Plymouth away from home at St Mary's, I think they'd get beaten, and he won't want to be taking any sort of defeat back to Anfield and trying to turn that around at home, Jurgen Klopp. I thought Kevin Stewart was the standout for Liverpool. I thought he was fantastic in central midfield. Made a big challenge late on in that game, a last-ditch challenge, which I think rescued the draw for Liverpool in the end. Divock Origi played in that match. One man that I think is of definite interest from a betting perspective here is Daniel Sturridge. Top scorer in the competition so far, Daniel Sturridge, scored 4 goals this season in the EFL Cup, got 2 against Burton in round 2, and also scored twice against Spurs in the fourth round of the competition. And his recent record against Southampton is good as well. He scored 3-3 against Southampton and scored twice in that 6-1 thumping. Remember back in late 2015, they went to St Mary's and beat them 6-1 in this competition, so maybe there's revenge on the mind of those Southampton players, but Liverpool will see this as an ideal opportunity. And Jurgen Klopp will as well, because Klopp will have been there 3 years at the end of this year. If he doesn't start to... Obviously, you think they're going to be challenging for the title this year.
Yeah.
And they have reached 2 cup finals last year as well. But he'll see this as, listen, we can win a trophy here. And after the third year, top 4 in a trophy, I think will be a success, and they can build on that next year and go for a Premier League title. I think Liverpool will win the game, actually. They've got a good record against Southampton in the competition. I mentioned that 6-1 win, but they've actually knocked Southampton out in 4 of their last 5 EFL Cup ties as well. So no strangers to each other, these two, in this competition. It's actually Liverpool's 17th appearance in the League Cup semi-final. That's the most by any side in the competition's history. And they've got to the final in 5 of their last 6 semi-final appearances as well. So in recent history, they have got to this point and made it count as well. I like them here. I think Liverpool will win this game. I think 7-5 is a decent price. Southampton low on confidence. But the best bet, Daniel Sturridge, looked lively when he came on off the bench against Plymouth. I think he's a good price to score any time at 17-10. That's my best bet. Sturridge any time at 17-10. He'll really show up in a game like this, Daniel Sturridge.
Mm, like it. You mentioned Liverpool's record in semi-finals. They've also won the League Cup more than any other side as well. 8 times they've won the League Cup in the past. So it's a tournament that they tend to target. Jurgen Klopp, as you say, will want some silverware. They got to the final last year and were beaten, so chance to maybe right a few wrongs there.
Yeah, he's won 7 of his 9 League Cup games in charge of Liverpool as well, Klopp, so it's not a competition he takes lightly. And we've talked about the FA Cup and it being a little bit disappointing at the weekend. I think from a neutral's perspective more than anything else, but I think he'll field a strong side here, Jurgen Klopp. I hope he does. 7-5 to win is fine, but I do prefer, at a bigger price, Daniel Sturridge to score any time here at 17-10. I really like that bet.
Okay. What about Adam Lallana as well on his return to St Mary's? He's part of the enhanced odds market. Him to score, Adam Lallana to score, Liverpool to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. That was 15-2. That's 8-1. He's really improved under Jurgen Klopp as well, hasn't he, Adam Lallana? He's really probably having his best season in a Liverpool shirt.
I think he's talked about how Jurgen Klopp has influenced his career. And some players, they need that type of manager. Mesut Ozil, for instance, he's talked in the press this morning about not wanting to sign a new contract until he's certain of Arsene Wenger's future at Arsenal. You'll see some players that are at a certain club, they'll develop a real affinity with the manager. That's what's happened with Ozil and Wenger, albeit some people still suggesting that Mesut Ozil and Alexis Sanchez are just holding out for more money on their contracts if they do sign extensions. But Adam Lallana's been fantastic under Jurgen Klopp. He's having his best season ever in the Premier League. Scored against Stoke City back in late December. Got 2 against Middlesbrough in the Premier League. Scored against West Ham recently as well. So he's got 4 in his last 8 appearances and only came off the bench against Plymouth Argyle with 15 minutes left in that game. So you could easily see Adam Lallana influencing this match. So yeah, against his former club, wouldn't put anyone off backing him at 9-4 to score any time.
He's pulled some terrifying faces, doesn't he, Jurgen Klopp? But if he was backing you, you know, he's one of those managers that if he was on your side, I think he's superb. But, you know, it would give you a lift, wouldn't it? So
you can't help but be inspired by him. And I think the way he manipulates the crowd as well. I mean that in the best possible way. But he turns to the crowd when a strong challenge goes in, gets the crowd going. When they score a goal, he doesn't hide his emotions, which I think fans absolutely relish and love. And he's been fantastic since he's come to the Premier League. I think I might have mentioned this on a podcast before, but he is such a free-thinking manager. The way he's changed everything behind the scenes at Liverpool as well. Brought in the nutritionist, whose name escapes me, but she was at Borussia Dortmund, then went to Bayern Munich, and he's poached her from Bayern Munich. And the players have talked about how they've completely changed their diets under Jurgen Klopp, and that's where it all starts. And he talks about feeding, like if you've got a fine racehorse, for instance, you want to feed them as well as possible because, you know, whatever you put in, that's you're going to get that out in energy. And that's the way he treats. It's almost like a machine, Liverpool now, and it's working brilliantly. And this has all been without Philippe Coutinho, who's nearing a return as well. They're talking about Philippe Coutinho coming back to training this week. And Jurgen Klopp said he might get minutes in this game. That is a big fillip for Liverpool looking ahead to the match against Manchester United at Old Trafford on Sunday, because if he can find a way into that starting 11, he's that sort of player with such dynamism that Liverpool haven't been lacking necessarily, but he's got that X factor. And he has been outstanding this season for Liverpool. So if they can get Coutinho back fit, they'll fancy their chances of going to Old Trafford on Sunday and getting 3 points.
Yeah, so that's the EFL Cup football coming up this week then. Tuesday and Wednesday night are the matches. Do you have a favourite bet or anything, Dave? Or?
I do. I like Sturridge to score anytime as my best bet. I think Liverpool will win at Southampton. Southampton are a side that are troubled at the moment because I think the Jose Font wanting away from St Mary's apparently is a real negative for Southampton, because those two, Font and Virgil van Dijk at the back, have been defensive powerhouses for Southampton, and that's kind of unsettled them slightly. That home form was good. They've lost the last two Premier League games back-to-back at home, lost three in a row, and only drew against Norwich at the weekend as well. So I think Southampton are a team lacking a little bit of confidence, and Liverpool, albeit have drawn their last two matches, I don't think that's going to be a problem for them on Wednesday night.
Yeah, and when you consider that before this little patch where they've lost two home games, they'd only lost one then before that, if you go all the way back to February 2016. Yeah. So the home form could be a signal there that all is not well at Southampton, the sudden downturn in home form.
I think definitely Southampton need to pick up, and I mean, you can't write them off by any means, but I just like Liverpool at the odds.
Okay, good stuff, Dave. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy it this week.
Thank you, sir.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.